going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
WEEI Afternoons, Green Bay, Wisconsin, draft night. Finally, it's effing here, says Ted Johnson here on WEEI Afternoons.
We're all feeling that, man.
It's been a little bit of a rough draft to kind of, you know, find storylines and things to talk about, man. It hasn't been a lot, really, to get people excited. So I'm just glad it's here, man. And
Wore you down like Jerome Bettis through the A-gap.
That's it. That's it. I mean, it's the other way around. I wore his ass down, but I get your point.
As we said, the draft will begin 7 o'clock local time, 8 o'clock. The fans are piling in. We are in draft headquarters here for us at Buffalo Wild Wings across the street from Lambeau Field. And it is 4 o'clock locally, 5 o'clock Boston, but it's time for your three-point stance.
Green 19!
Ready!
19!
Ready, teach a hug!
Yeah, there you go!
What's up?
It's the three-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as one, two, three.
Pastrnak! A hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three. And it is gone! A three-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it is not 3 o'clock either here or there, but it is nonetheless time for our three-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons. And today's three-point stance is brought to you, as always, by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you got to get Glassman, and here's what you do. You call all sevens at 617-777-7777. As it is a time that is almost 3 o'clock, each host will present their take on whatever the biggest story is for them in the world of sports and sometimes beyond. Each host will get 60 seconds or thereabouts to present their opening stance on their story of the day. And after each host is gone, we will open up for discussion on each and every topic. Our order today, we'll mix it up a little bit as it is draft day and anything can happen on the draft board. So anything can happen here. Ted Johnson will lead us off, followed by Andy Hart and then myself, Dan Ball, with the help of my good friend Stiz. So Ted, I ask you, are you ready?
I am ready, Daniel, and I'm going to do a little Johnson flex right here. Turn that damn timer off. I need more than 60 seconds. Turn it off.
No Super Bowl flex is out and about today here, folks.
I'm flexing it. I'm flexing. Right. So no timer on this one. But got people, everyone out there listening, you know what today is? Today is about one thing and one thing only. It's about hope, Andy. It's about hope, all right? I'm a big fan of just that feeling of hope. You know, so tonight's draft – hope for a better team, hope for a chance to maybe play for championships. That's what tonight is about in the draft. And nobody succinctly puts, encapsulates what the meaning of hope is better than my good friend, Andy Dufresne.
Dear Red, if you're reading this, you've gotten out. And if you've come this far, maybe you're willing to come a little further. You remember the name of the town, don't you?
Green Bay.
I could use a good man to help me get my project on wheels. I'll keep an eye out for you and the chessboard ready. Remember, Red, hope is a good thing, maybe the best of things, and no good thing ever dies. I will be hoping that this letter finds you and finds you well. Your friend, Andy. And no good...
Does that just get... I mean, hope is a good thing. Maybe the best of things.
Green Bay.
So, in Green Bay. Yes, not say Wantaneo. It's Green Bay. It's where the hope will start and hopefully for the Patriots tonight. But you know, I just want to address how big of a draft this is, particularly for Mike Vrabel, first time head coach for the New England Patriots. And I've already kind of done a 3-point stance in the past about head coaches for the Patriots in their first year being head coaches of the Patriots, how their drafts went, mm-hmm. right? And if we did, I reference Bill Parcells, he was the head coach for the Patriots in 1993. In that draft, he got Bledsoe, Chris Slade, Todd Rucci, Vincent Brisby in that draft. Pete Carroll's, and then it led to a really great tenure for Bill Parcells, right? You know, we get to the Super Bowl in his fourth year in 1996. Pete Carroll, how did his draft go? When he got here in 1997, first-round pick, Chris Canty, bust. We saw how Pete Carroll's tenure ended here. Bill Belichick, talk about setting the tone and the table for his time as head coach here. He gets Tom Brady in the sixth round in that first draft as the head coach of the New England Patriots in 2000. How's it going to go for Mike Vrabel, 2025, new head coach of the New England Patriots? Is he going to have draft picks like Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick did that set the tone for their tenure here or not? It's a huge, huge draft for Vrabel, this coaching staff, and to get this franchise going in the right direction. How they do on this draft will set the tone for his tenure here in New England.
Andy, I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
So I agree in a sense. The one wrinkle, and I think I threw this wrinkle at you when you brought this up previously, is you also started the process in a weird way last year with Gerard Mayo's first draft, and you need Gerard Mayo's first draft, even though it didn't catapult him to any successes like a Bill Parcells or like a Bill Belichick. You're going to need Gerard Mayo's first draft with the quarterback Drake May to be successful in conjunction with whatever Vrabel does tonight.
Sure, absolutely.
But absolutely, do I think you need to leave this draft with a handful of players that we're talking about as core? They don't all have to be Pro Bowlers and whatever, but you need to get guys that are a central part of the football team for a number of years, a core that starts to cut like a snowball, right? That'll be the core. Then you roll it forward another year, a whole nother layer of snow goes on, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's a big ball of snow right there, and that's what they need to be, a big ball of snow starting tonight.
All right.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So we have a big ball of snow that needs to happen for the for the Patriots. Ted, anything else you wanted to throw in on that? I'm sure we'll continue the theme of hope throughout the show.
And I would just say, Daniel, is it yes? So Drake May is a key cog in this rebuild, but those there's a lot of players that were hugely important parts of the rebuild when Bill Belichick took over in 2000. So he drafted Tom Brady, and there was already some big pieces, particularly on the defensive side, that were already in place that led the foundation for those early championship runs. So your point about Drake May was well taken. How do you accentuate and highlight that pick?
Left tackle.
You crush it in the draft. And, of course, if Andy has his way, Will Campbell will be the left tackle for the Patriots in about five
hours. Short-armed, mean-ass left tackle. That's what you do. You put him in front of Drake May. No one ever touches Drake May, and if they think about it, he punches him in the nuts.
Okay.
Hopefully you can reach him if they're not too far away to punch him.
That would be tough. Kind of an alligator arm swing, and then all of a sudden you miss.
Yeah.
But the message would be well taken either way. Okay, so Ted has put hope on the table for the Patriots.
Put hope on the table.
We'll continue the draft talk, obviously, all day leading up to the draft. Tom Curran's going to join the show in about 20 minutes. Andy, do you want to exercise any no clock? I don't know what you bring to the table besides Super Bowl rings.
No, I'm not a I'm not flexing today. I'm not a Teddy three rings. Uh-huh. Although just to humble Teddy a little bit, the story he told about the Bledsoe jersey, when he patted the guy on the shoulder and said, great jersey, and the guy said, Bledsoe, most underrated ever. I don't think the guy wearing the Bledsoe jersey and the jersey from the Patriots of the 90s realized he was talking
He did. He was in shock. He didn't know what to say.
That's what I was wondering. Did Ted say, hey, do you know who I am?
I was this close to saying something, but I wanted to just let it play out organically.
You know what? Just for sake of a good story, I should have said, do you know who I am?
You should have.
God.
Wait, Teddy, did you not travel with the bling for this trip? Did you not travel with the rings?
Can you imagine, Dan?
You should have.
You know what? You know what?
You're at the draft. I think this is one of the few places where it's more than justified.
Yeah. I mean, we're kind of stuck in a corner here at Buffalo Wild Rings. I don't know if I had my Super Bowl ring on.
We'd be out front.
They would have put us out front?
Absolutely.
It's amazing how many people think I should wear my Super Bowl ring in certain occasions where I think it would be a little bit of a
All the people that haven't won a Super Bowl thing.
Maybe
that,
that's what
imagine.
It is.
I guarantee the young PR lackey wouldn't have been trying to kick us off the air if she saw bling
so
on
true.
Your hands.
Yeah,
you
I wouldn't tell you.
There. She would have been asking, hey, what are you doing after the show?
Right.
You guys want to go get drinks later or something?
Should at least have a few signed 8x10s.
That would have gone differently if we had had rings on this trip, I think. Of course, security would have been a little longer probably, too.
Yeah. Thanks for the idea. Next year when we go to the draft, I'll be wearing my rings then, Dan.
There you go. Hey, it benefits everybody. It gets you in the rooms where maybe you didn't, and free curds and beer it would have brought you this time around.
Absolutely. But, great call.
In the meantime, we will give it over to Andy Hart. Andy, are you ready?
I'm absolutely ready. And you can have a clock.
Okay. Well, your clock and your 60 seconds starts now.
So I've been around the NFL for a while now. Brag. 2 decades. Been to a bunch of Super Bowls courtesy of Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. Been to a lot of events and parties and different things. And yet this week my eyes were open to the reach and power of the National Football League.
Oh, yeah, you were impressed by this. Yeah.
The amount of people that are everywhere, fan bases, in our hotel, 35 minutes away. I go for my morning jog, and every store in the strip mall, 35 minutes from the stadium, is advertising draft day deals and draft day specials and all these different things. I'm in the hotel lobby, and I hear this woman, she's a Dolphins fan. She's talking to a Packers fan about how she's got one bathroom at home that it's all Dolphins decorated from head to toe. And it's just, you tend to forget how powerful the NFL is. They have turned a meaningless event, an event that is really just sort of minutia for the teams to put their rosters together.
Yeah, it's like 4 months before the NFL season even starts.
This is a nothing burger in the midst of the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, the beginning of the baseball season.
True.
And this is the talk of the sports world. This is where 100,000 people are going to stand in a parking lot outside of a stadium and wait for somebody to say, Cam Ward, Will Campbell, Shedeur Sanders. Yeah, yeah. Not see them do anything. They'll stand up and they'll hold up a jersey. That's all they're going to do. And yet there are hundreds of thousands of people lining up, paying $100+ to park right down the street. It's just the immensity, the marketing power, the popularity of the NFL is something special. And it reinforces it when you see an event like this. Not a Super Bowl. Not a playoff game.
Yeah. We're
talking about the draft. No one will do anything that actually involves a football or playing football or putting pads on, and yet fans eat it up. And maybe it's what you talked about. Maybe it's the hope of the matter.
Finally.
This is the longest 60 seconds of my life.
Way to go, Dan.
The NFL is the gorilla in professional sports, and this is the latest reminder of it.
It is.
I'd be so pissed if I worked for like a baseball team and I'm like, wait, we have a real game and there's like 28,000 people here maybe.
Yeah.
And they're announcing players which team they're going to go to, and there's 100,000 people there.
I know.
It's crazy.
We got to talk. I'd be curious. Just real quick, Dan, if I can lead this, you know, would you guys want this event in Boston?
Sure.
See, I think Boston could pull this event off. You're not so sure. You think
the hotel rooms?
I know. I just think you can drive in from Boston and Providence. Yeah.
Maybe.
But bring Green Bay. You guys is set up. Lambeau Field is set up similarly to to Patriot Place.
Yep.
I think it's on steroids. I'd say it's even. You got a conference center here and everything, but I just think
a sledding hill.
This is an event that can be pulled off in Foxborough.
So are you advocating for it? Why don't you talk to your guy, Robert? Get Robert and Jonathan on board, put together a presentation, and bring a couple 100,000 football fans to Foxborough, New England.
We're never going to be able to host a Super Bowl.
This would be the next best thing.
This would be the next best thing.
Love it.
I know today's a getaway day in Major League Baseball, so maybe this is a coincidence, but there are no first pitches scheduled between 6:45 and 9:30 tonight. So I don't know if they cleared the schedule for it, but to your point, Andy, about legitimately other leagues are cognizant of this thing, that wouldn't mean anything any other time. Ted, I wanted to ask you a question about Andy's topic, if you don't mind, before we continue.
By all means.
So you have a couple very interesting perspectives on the NFL. So how would you describe the growth of the NFL and the product that Andy's talking about with the reach that it has right now from when you got into the league to where you sit here in a Buffalo Wild Wings parking lot?
Dan, it's amazing. it's a whole different league business. It's incredible. I mean, think about it. Like when I got drafted, 5 minutes after I got drafted, I had WEEI calling me.
Nice.
And doing and if you wanted as a player, you wanted to get people to know you, you would actually talk to writers for the papers.
Yep.
And then the radio station EEI, that was how you got people. Now with social media is out there, and I think what the biggest part of what's grown the NFL is probably not only social media and the interconnectedness between all his fans, but also the bringing the fringe fan in for like fantasy football.
Yep.
Like there's so many, football's gotten so much bigger now because the fringe fan is now more engaged. Fans now aren't just fans of teams. They're fans of players on other teams because of fantasy football. I think that was a huge part. And then obviously TV and all the different platforms there are to watch games has changed. So the money, you guys, when I got into the league, let me put it to you this way, Dan. This is going to probably put it maybe in the best way possible. The salary cap when I left or retired from the Patriots in 2005 was $80 million per team. It is now up to $250 million. The growth has been incredible since I retired almost 20 years ago. And I think just the salary cap for each team going from $80 million to $270 million it is now kind of highlights the growth of the game, Dan.
And also, just to highlight the thing you said about sort of the fringe fan, is we were talking about this. Tonight's event does that with the ABC broadcast where they focus on features and backgrounds of players, not so much what did the guy do in his school in terms of, he had 72 catches for 1,000 yards, because they're trying to appeal to women, grandmothers, non-football fans, like, just sort of human interest type
stories.
It's
like when you turn on the Olympics, you always the athletes, you hear like a whole backstory.
Right.
And so we know way more about these athletes, these players now than we ever did before when I was playing.
Absolutely.
And that's probably a good thing.
Well put across the board, boys. And the fantasy thing that you bring up, too, is it's just such the perfect combination of all things for fans, where other leagues have fantasy, but it's every single day. It kind of becomes a grind, where in the gambling and fantasy world in football, it's a once-a-week thing. You can do it, and then you don't have to think about it for a couple days. And so it really is wild to see what it's growing to and to see the kind of popularity that these international games get. But I know we have a lot more to get to on the show today. My three-point stance was going to be Bruins-related because they had a bit of an explosive postseason press conference, but I know we have we'll do plenty more on that coming up in the next week. But Andy Hart, that is going to conclude our three-point stance for today, because we got a pretty good guest coming up to continue the conversation about the draft.
We will talk to Tom Curran, as we do every week, a little bit at different time. And I want to remind you, our draft coverage, including Tom Curran, brought to you by McFarland Energy. Upgrade your air conditioning system before the summer rush. Visit McFarlandEnergy.com. By Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Get your sex life back on track. NortheastMen'sHealth.com. By Lucky Energy, the number one energy drink in Massachusetts amongst energy drinkers who like to get lucky. A lot of teams want to get lucky tonight in the NFL draft. And by Chock Full of Nuts Coffee and McCormick Grillmates Seasoning. Up next, as I said, here on WEEI Afternoons, live from Lambeau Field or Buffalo Wild Wings just across the street from Lambeau Field and the 2025 NFL Draft. We will hear from Tom E. Curran for all the latest buzz, rumors, notes, nuggets, his latest thoughts on Elliott Wolf, which I'm guessing won't be kind. That's all next here on WEEI Afternoons.